Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kinnear, Community Health Manager from Wayne Memorial Hospital. So today is April 1st, the first day of April, April Fool's Day for some people that may want to celebrate and do a kind of a funny prank on someone. We're not doing any pranks today. We are talking serious business here. My guest today is Dr. Brittany. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So we invited you on the show today to talk about a really fun topic, not a topic, more of an event that's coming up. Mm-hmm. Our Women's Only Luncheon Symposium, right?
Yeah, super exciting.
Yes, we are very excited about this event. It's been 3 years since we've had it, so we're looking forward to it. But before we begin, can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Well, like you said, my name is Dr. Brittany Tanillo. I recently, about a year ago, opened up a private practice in forensic counseling, and I'm a mom. New and expecting. So that's exciting. I've been interested in the mental health field for as long as I can remember, and this is a perfect opportunity for me to share some of my knowledge and the things that I'm passionate about with other women.
Right, right. And you have your own counseling service, yeah. Unity Healing, correct?
Yes. Yep.
And it's just so exciting because I've known Dr. Brittany for many years. You know, we know your mom really well, yep. Right? Michelle Miner-Wolf.
Yes, and she'll be at the symposium.
Yay, yeah. Yay. And, you know, it's so wonderful to see you know, how much you've grown and how much you have really given back to our community. So the exciting part is, you know, that you are a big part of our Women's Only Luncheon Symposium. So you can tell our listeners, like, really, how long have you been involved with this event?
Well, it's been over 5 years. I remember, I can't believe it's been 3 years since the last time we had it. But prior to that, I've been involved in the committee. I presented and I've been in attendance as well prior to that. So it's been a lot of good times.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And even more to come now that we can have it again this year. So for those individuals listening out there, can you tell them what the, you know, Women's Only Symposium is all about?
Sure. Well, the symposium is a great way for women to get together and learn more about your health, mind, and body. So it's focused mostly on the needs of women, which is awesome. And it's fun and relaxing. We learn new things about each other and ourselves. And there's lots of activities that help us grow and learn more about how we can be healthier in our own lives.
Right, right. And, you know, the one thing fun about it is, you know, we also see many generations come together for this event, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, your mom's going to be there. Yeah. You're going to be there. I remember, you know, the last time we had it, I was there. But my daughter came and also my mother and mother-in-law, which is such an awesome day. So this year, we invited you, you know, yes, you're part of our committee, but we also look for interesting topics and, you know, things that we think women would really enjoy hearing. So you are actually our keynote speaker as well as one of the presenters, correct?
Yeah.
So can you tell our listeners to get them a little excited without telling them too much what your keynote is going to be about?
Sure. Well, it's called Mindset. Mindset or magic, and that goes to say that with our minds, we really have the power to do so much more than we realize. And the goal of the presentation and the keynote is to kind of share some of that knowledge and how we can change our mindset to really get the best out of our lives, whether it's a good day or a bad day. We kind of have the power to change how we interpret those days. I often use the term sunshine and French fries, because both of those things can be either good or bad depending on the way that you look at them. I'm a very pale person, so sometimes the sunshine can be really mean to me, but all year long, I really, really look forward to it and wish it was here more. So depending on the way that I'm interpreting what the sun can do for me that day can really change how I look at it. And the same goes for French fries. If you're on a diet, you're maybe not so happy to see them, but on the days that you really want them, it can be the best part of your day just to experience something you've been craving. So the way that we look at things can really make a difference in how we experience them.
Right. Well, I'm so excited, you know, as one of the organizers for the Women's Only, myself, and I have to give a shout out to Jean Tuttle also, who does a lot of the background planning for this event as well. We are excited to have you again. So you're going to kind of give everyone a little taste on the keynote. And then if they want, they can take your presentation, your workshop, mm-hmm. correct?
Yes.
So, you know, coming to that, how the program is set up, how many other workshops and presentations will there be?
So there are a total of 9 different workshops, and that's 3 different sessions. So each member will have a choice to pick 1 workshop per each of those 3 sessions. And so you get to hear the keynote, and then you get to choose what your schedule looks like for the rest of the day and enjoy the different topics that help you grow in your life.
Can you share a couple of the other topics that people may or can choose from?
Sure. So the first session, Pound with Glow Fitness, which is super exciting. I've attended their workouts before at the YMCA, and it's super exhilarating and really rejuvenating to join those kinds of workouts. It's different than any other workout I've experienced.
I have to tell you, I'm addicted to those Pound classes. Yeah. They're just such a stress releaser for me.
I remember the first one at the end just wanting to cry because of all the cathartic release that it was. Definitely kind of more of a women focused, like we're moms, we're wives, we're friends, we're workers, we're all of these things. And that she really made a point to give us a break in that workout, which was really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is about grief. So it helps you learn about how to grieve something and what the different stages of grief might be. We all experience a lot of loss and it can be really complicated to go through. Brain health strategies. So that's a great way to learn about how to keep your brain strong and vigilant. And then in the second session, there's some crafting. So we've got Spring Craft Project. We've got Women in Heart Health. So that's to learn about women and heart disease and the different disparities that go along with that. Then we've got my workshop, Magic or Mindset. So that's continued there. In the third session, we have Navigating Stress and Finding Balance, which is really big for us. We all know that we experience so much stress in our lives in different aspects. So to learn how to use the different resources for your body and breath and mind to help us return to balance can be super, super helpful. You're in the right place to talk about bladder health. That's super, that's funny. But it helps you learn about common bladder health concerns and how that can be really hard to go through and what are the different mm-hmm. prevention techniques that might be helpful. And then you've got the keys to drive your financial future. And this one, the description talks about being in the driver's seat of your financial future. So about being in control and what you can do to obtain your financial goals.
Right. And, you know, thank you for sharing all those workshops. 'Cause we really try to do a balance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If somebody wants to come just for a fun day, you know, each one of those session choices, you can pick something fun to do. Mm-hmm. And then, or you can mix it up. Some serious, right? And some knowledge-based, like financial planning and stuff like that, which is so important for us as women, right?
Yeah.
To really learn all of that stuff. So, you know, can you tell us like what time the day starts and kind of what else is involved in this day?
Registration begins at 8, which often includes coffee and a light breakfast. And then the keynote will start at 8:45. After that, we've got some breaks and then we kind of navigate to our own workshops. And each workshop has a break in between that. So lots of time to kind of meet with the other women in the room and talk about what you've learned and what you're excited about. And then after the workshops, we get a buffet lunch to wrap it up around 2, and there's some door prizes, and again, lots of time for mingling and talking about what you learned about. But the food's always really great. It feels good, it's light and healthy, but it's so good at the same time. So it's a fun piece.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a very comforting you know, time because, you know, you go through all those workshops, right? And then you kind of sit down and process what you've just learned or just did. But then you also get to meet the other women and get their experience of what they may have attended or, you know, what they've learned.
Yeah.
So can you tell us where is the Women's Only Symposium this year?
This year it's at Lador Conference Center, and that is off the Owego exit, or the Owego entrance to get in. But it's a beautiful place, and it's, I think, the first time that we've done it there.
Actually, it is a new venue this year. Yes, we decided, you know, to bring it kind of, you know, to this area of the woods, and we're going to see what happens. And it's plenty of parking, you know, again, our rooms, our situation. We just want to try something different this year.
It'll feel more like a retreat.
Right, right. You know what we didn't talk about is when this Women's Only Symposium is going
to
be. Yes.
So it is on Friday, April 21st of this year. which is coming up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we still have room available. Yes. You know, we are maxing out at 150 women again. And so we have about half the spaces left, about 75 left.
Awesome.
Yeah. Can you tell our listeners who they can call?
Yes. They can call Jean Tuttle. And that number is 570-253-8990. And that will help you register for mm-hmm. the exciting event that we've got.
Right, right. So you know, over the years, what made you get more into the counseling field?
Well, I have to say there's been a lot of awesome women that have influenced me. As you know, my mother, Michelle Miner Wolf, has been a huge influence and got me into the field. I grew up in her office. I remember writing on her whiteboard and being so excited to spend the day with the women at Victims Intervention Program. That eventually started working there. And my father is actually in the field as well. He's a mental health professional at a state correctional facility. So he got the other end. So we had the victims, and then we had some of the perpetrators we were working with. And then I landed somewhere in the middle to bridge the gap between what happens for people when they try to get better and how do mm-hmm. we help them actually get better so that the system doesn't continue to repeat and we can limit the amount of victims that come from perpetration that happens in a cycle kind mm-hmm, of over and mm-hmm. over again. So
and it's truly amazing. And so thank you for all the work that you absolutely. Do and all the education you've been through for this. Correct, right?
Yeah.
It feels like a long road, but yet oh, yeah. you're just beginning your whole career, which is so awesome.
Yeah.
So, and how important is it for women to take care of themselves overall? You
oh,
know,
my gosh.
We put a lot of stress on ourselves, right? So yeah. they should come out to this day, right? And enjoy. And I want to say, you know, there is a fee for the program. It's $50 per woman, you know, to attend, but we have not raised a fee. Like, we've charged $50 probably for the last, I don't know, probably, you know, 6, 8, 10 years. So we really try not to because we feel how important it is for women to come out and celebrate themselves, mm-hmm. correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And being able to learn about ourselves in an environment that is for us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're being taught by each other and ourselves about how we can have the best lives and the healthiest lives we can without the influence of others and trying to navigate all the different roles that we may have, and being able to just be ourselves for a day without the influence of all those other things is really, really important.
Right. So for those of you that may just be joining, I know we only have a couple minutes left, which people sometimes just catch the last tail of the show. I have Dr. Brittany here. We are talking about the Women's Only Luncheon Symposium. Can you give them the date and the place again?
Yeah. The date is Friday, April 21st of this year, so coming up, and it's going to be at Ledore Conference Center, and that's the Owego entrance to get in there, but it's
right.
a nice retreat.
Right.
It's going to be a fun and exciting day.
And they can call Jean Tuttle again, right?
Yep, at 570-253-8990.
Right, and we still have some spaces left. You know, we're going to have, you know, one or two exhibitors, too, that they can... you know, maybe buy something, but we do have door prizes and we always have a fun giveaway too for the event. So it's really, you know, worth the day. It's worth the time,
oh, yeah.
you know, bring your friends, right?
Yeah.
Bring, you know, your mom's coming, like we said,
yep.
which is really exciting to see her there. So any last words for our listeners today?
Just give yourself the opportunity to take this day for yourself. And if not this day, then a day. Because as women, we play a ton of different roles, whether you're working, mom, wife, friend, all of them, it can be exhausting. And we've got to find out who we are in the midst of that and still get to live that way. So
right.
give yourself the opportunity.
Right, right. And maybe surprise someone if you can
yeah.
and bring them for the day and let them enjoy it, right?
Yeah, it's all about us.
It is. So, Dr. Brittany, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm super excited.
Yes, and we are excited too. Again, this is Carol Kinnear, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. If you ever have any questions on this show or anything else related to community events, you can give me a call at 570-253-8422. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.